Proclamation number 6161 of 11th of January, 1955. God only can give the truth. You visibly recognize my adversary's influence, who confuses people's thinking, who teaches them to regard darkness as light, who only ever endeavors to deepen the darkness of night, who wants to deny access to every ray of light and still finds support among people themselves because they close themselves off to the light which my love nevertheless turns to them. People are ever more eager to untangle the knot and pull it ever tighter, because they all believe that they can achieve this themselves, but my support is needed for this. They believe they can fathom the truth by virtue of their intellect, and they fall further and further into error and lies. It is like a calculation which can never work out, because the error is not discovered at the beginning, and this error is that I am eliminated where I alone am responsible. That I am not approached for the truth, who is, after all, the eternal truth myself. And this is only proof that people seek me far away, that they have not established the right relationship with me, that they do not come to the Father like children and desire from Him what they themselves lack. Yet they do not want to admit their lack. They believe they possess what they lack: the truth. And as long as everyone believes himself to be the truth and yet everyone thinks differently, there is only one path: to approach the eternal truth itself, so that it will reveal whether and whose thinking is right. And people do not take this path, otherwise it would be self-evident that this, God gives people what they ask for. And if you humans are now moved by the question of what truth is, where you can find it, which school of thought is the right one, then submit all these questions to Him who alone can and will answer them, if you believe in Him as love, wisdom and omnipotence. And every doubt, every ignorance would be taken from you. Brightly and radiantly the light would shine for you, which now illuminates all your ways and no longer lets you go astray. But my adversary persuades you that you yourselves, by virtue of your intellect, are able to fathom the truth. And thus you argue because he wants it that way, and you never reach the truth, which is always and forever my share, but which everyone can receive from me who comes to me in faith and who in love desires the truth and asks me for it. I will truly not let him go empty-handed. I will illuminate his thinking and give him unlimited enlightenment, for I want there to be light among men. I want the truth to spread, so that those who are blind will see in the light of day, will shine on those who until now walked in the night. For only the truth leads to bliss, only the truth leads to me, who am the eternal truth itself. Amen.